So yeah, let me start with the geometric perspective on BV formalism. Okay, so in BV formalism, there is this space of BV fields and anti-fields. So this includes fields in BV space of fields and anti-fields. And it's an odd symplectic supermanifold. In the actual field theory, it's of course infinite dimensional, but I heard this nice sentence, like, let's keep this fact in mind and ignore it. So what do you want to do? You want to compute, for example, a partition function, or maybe an expectation value of an observable. And for that, we need to choose L, which is a Lagrangian submanifold of M. While this object here, this is a half density on M. So half densities are the correct geometric object to integrate over Lagrangian submanifolds because of they have correct transformation properties. And as a generalization of gauge invariance, we want this half density to be delta closed, where delta is a canonical differential. It's a BV Laplace. We call it a BV Laplacian, which acts on our half densities. If you manage to find a nowhere vanishing half density, you can transport it to functions, and this is the usual BV operator, but it depends on this choice. That's why, for example, in Schwartz's paper, there is a choice of a volume form. That's this isomorphism between half densities and functions. Okay, there is this following idea by Chevera that we should rather see both the Lagrangian submanifold and the half density as objects of the same kind. So instead, let me write Z as a pairing between ES phi. And instead of the Lagrangian, I will write this, by which I mean a delta supported, a distributional half density supported on L. So we should see both as a city. Okay, then the pairing is just, it's an idea that you have two half densities, you multiply them, you get a density, then you can integrate it over your manifold. And moreover, the usual properties of BV formalism, you know, they at least formally follow from this thinking. Let me explain that. So you can show that delta L is formally delta closed, and Hamiltonian flows change it by something delta exact Sn. The BV operator delta is self-adjoint with respect to the pairing. Okay. And now these usual properties of BV formulas and saying that, let me write it. Right, so if we pair something exact with a Lagrangian submanifold, we can just put delta here and we get zero. Or if we have something closed and we pair it with this is, let's say this is some time one flow of a Hamiltonian vector field. This is again zero. Right, because this is delta exact. It's a difference of two things related by Hamiltonian flow, which is delta exact. You can put delta here and you get zero again. So this is it's just a geometric language, but it nicely explains this BV. The basics of BV. And you can extend this idea to form a quantum version of an odd symplectic. So maybe let me just say that objects should be something like odd symplectic supermanifolds and morphisms should be this distributional half densities on M1 bar times M2. And I will come back to this again. Okay, so I think there's a better chog I can choose. Yeah, I don't know how.
It's on lecture, right? Yes.
It's on lecture, yeah. I will try to press more. Okay, so what we do. I don't like the same as for usual manifolds. So they will be always non-canonically isomorphic, or they can be non-canonically. The half densities can be isomorphic to functions, but usually you have to make a choice to just choose this isomorphism. No, I don't think it's an odd symplectic form. Odd symplectic form doesn't. Yeah, because it squares to zero. So it doesn't give you any a Liouville form. Okay. Maybe that's a good example to give here. If you have a manifold, you can consider M. You can take pi t star M. This is an odd symplectic supermanifold. Functions these are just polyvector fields on
yes.
M. Whereas half densities these are forms on M. Yeah, and the BV operator is just the Deram differential here. Okay. And if you choose a volume 4, which will give you an invertible half density here, it gives you the, this is the odd Fourier transform. Yeah, it's just, let's say, a more invariant language to speak about. Okay, so what do we do? We give a rigorous definition of a distributional half density.
So in any dimensional setting, these half densities allow to talk about the forms.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, let me, what to say?
Sorry, can I ask you a dumb question? Why we're asking random questions for path forms? It's like not like an even symplectic manifold, like there's like some connection between like metalinear structures.
Metalinear structures?
Like extensions of GLN, like and half density bundles. Like if you like want to like equip your symplectic manifold with the notion of half densities that will restrict to a density on every Lagrangian, like some extension of like the structure group.
Okay.
Is there an analog of this for hot things?
Doesn't ring a bell. For I don't know, but for odd symplectic manifolds, you have a canonical density made on a Lagrangian submanifold if you have a half density on the whole thing. Yeah, you've been to the pre-talk, so. There was this argument with you have a shift and dual, and these two cancel. You get a density. Whereas for even simplistic manifolds, you would get just a number, not a density, on a Lagrangian submanifold. And that's, I guess, why you need to have some like additional thing which allows you to make it into a density. But I'm just guessing. Okay, but. In a pretty restrictive setting, this is for finite dimensional vector spaces. And with if yes, on finite dimensional, yeah. And this will be like, let's in some sense. The distributional part will be a vector subspace, but the half density can be like a formal power series. And we define a category, lean Q simp minus one, Z graded. So this is the degree of the symplectic form. Okay, and I will give a preliminary definition. Of this distribution half density, let me call it a generalized Lagrangian instead. So let V omega be a minus one shifted it will be two pieces. There will be C, a vector subspace of V, which is quasi-isotropic. This is the thing which is more than half dimension. And rho which will be a half density on the coisotopic reduction of C. Okay. So I say that this is a good choice for a class of distributional half densities.
So if it's something you gave, would M have a conic half density?
I don't think. Oh. No, that would be the same as choosing a volume form on M.
That's why the volume form would be the same as a.
This would give you a distributional half density, where the supper would be everything. Yeah. Then you can also choose C to be Lagrangian, and you can choose it to be.
Let's see, then it is C to be M.
Yes. Oh, okay. So let's. You mean V is.
V is pi t star.
Okay, pi t star. Let's say a vector space V zero. Then yes, you can choose just V zero, but here the coisotopic reduction is just the point.
Yes.
So you just choose.
V zero gives you an example.
Yes. Yeah, so here you choose a number. And this you should see as like delta V zero times lambda. But you could also choose the whole thing, and then you would give a half density on the whole thing, which is the same as a volume, as a form on V zero. So yeah, this is a class of objects which interpolates between Lagrangian manifolds and half densities on the whole space.
So I think the main problem is like integrating over everything instead of
integrating over just the things. Yeah. Yes. So that, yeah, exactly. Yeah, the physics physics interpretation of this would be that it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. As you say, for example, you could have a relation between field theories, which isn't given not just by some kind of Lagrangian submanifold in the space of fields, but something which also has some, like, let's say, some action somewhere, and the relation would be given by integration. I will explain this. Yes, yeah, that's what I. Okay. So okay. I gave this definition. Let me now explain what I mean by minus one shifting simply vector space, what's a half density, etc. Minus one shifting. It's a Z-grade vector space V with a symplectic form of degree minus one. And for the reason that I will talk about half densities, I want to choose the base field to be R, because we will then have to take absolute values of determinant and powers of that. It just means that this map is a degree minus one, so it's non-zero only on things of total degree one. Mm-hmm. A coisotropic subspace, if the symplectic complement, so C omega, which is all the vectors in V such that omega V vanishes on C, if this is a subspace of C. And Lagrangian. If it's minimal coisotropic. If it doesn't have a properly included coisotropic subspace.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you know how those half densities compose? You said that they form a cat.
Yeah, so that's one of the two results of the. I will talk about that. Yeah. Basically, there will be some kind of integration procedure. Mm-hmm. Okay. Given C, we can define RC to be C mod. It's a symplectic complement, and this has a canonical. Call minus one shifted symplectic structure again. This is what's called the coisotropic reduction of C. And we can define the following subspace of V times R. C, what we call it, reduction C. This is defined by the pair C and the projection to RC with C in. Okay. This is a subspace of V times RC, okay, and this is it's a Lagrangian relation between V and RC. It's just a Lagrangian subspace of the product, and it's surjective. Surjective Lagrangian relation. By this, I mean it's a Lagrangian relation. It's not a map of vector spaces. Okay. And let me just say it in words that any surjective Lagrangian relation is uniquely isomorphic to such reduction. And why I want to talk about these reductions, because they are things over which you can integrate half densities on V to get half densities on RC. This BV fiber integrals. BV fiber integrals is exactly that procedure. We now have densities. Half-density function, which goes from homogeneous bases on V to real numbers, such that if we have, we can call it lambda first. Lambda, half-density, if you apply some matrix A on your basis, so yeah, the values of the half density on different bases is related by the Berezinian of the square root of the Berezinian of the transformation. The Berezinian is a generalization into supergeometry of the usual determinant. maybe a when I just say half density, I mean a formal half density. So it's a row which is an so we have a half density, and it's tensored with a formal power series. Okay. My half densities are not just linear. When I say half density, I mean half density with a functional dependence. Some facts about half densities. If V, so here I just needed V to be a Z grade vector space. If V is minus one shifted symplectic, then the space of formal half densities carries a BV operator. Given by the usual formula. This minus 1 to 5 I. They are natural objects to integrate over Lagrangian submanifolds. Here, let's just Lagrangian half densities. And there is this slightly annoying technical detail that we want to do. We will isolate the quadratic part of the half density. So we will always write rho as exponential to S3. This is a quadratic, no h bar dependence. We can always write it as yeah, I wanted to ignore it, but in the paper it's there. And S3 is omega so we can either give this quadratic classical action, master action, or you can give a square zero differential which is compatible with omega. So I will just interchange between them as I wish. This is square this. Compatible with omega. There's a bijection between. This will come in a minute, yeah. There will be some non-degeneracy, but yeah, it will depend on over what you integrate. Yeah, this will come now. So proposition, existence of BEV fiber integrals. So let's say we have a simple minus one shifted symplectic vector space and this compatible differential. And take a coisotropic subspace of V such that S3, this is omega q, is non-degenerate on the symplectic complement, on the isotrope. Then we can define BV fiber and it goes from densities on V into from the half densities on V into half densities on the coisotropic reduction. You need to say that these densities, you know, let's say they are, you can always integrate polynomial densities if you want to have something like an exponential of a half density of a function. The function needs to be at least cubic to have for this to formally converge. That's not an important point, really. But maybe it satisfies. Okay, informally, how it is defined? What do you do? You restrict to C. Okay, and let me denote the integral by integral on reduction of C. And so what do? You restrict to C and integrate out the vanishing direction. The content of this proposition is that in this setting you can do it without any additional choices. It's a kind of like a coordinate independent setting for BV fiber integrals. And you can define, we have, let's say, we have three different definitions of this integral. One of them is what I said now. One of them is axiomatic, basically saying that it needs to satisfy some properties, compatibility with BV operators. And the third one is via homological perturbation theory. So you can, such reduction give you this thing which is called special deformation retract, compatible with the symplectic structure. And if you do homological perturbation transfer, the perturb projection map will be exactly this integral. Oh, so up to the linear half density part, that's work in progress. So maybe let me just say we can do. This is related to the usual. It's related to homological perturbation lemma. So let me give the definition of a generalized Lagrangian or a distributional half density again. V is a triple L is equal to C, this is the coisotrope in V. S3, this is a quadratic classical master action on the reduction and the half density on the reduction again. Okay. And intuitively, the way to think about this, you can, if you imagine that you split your vector space as in general, you can do it this non-canonically. Here, the S3 gives you a canonical splitting, actually. So what you should understand L as E to the S3 over H bar rho times the delta half density supported on C omega, which is it's a Lagrangian in this part of the half density. Let me give some examples. Yeah, we talked about this in the beginning. So if you choose C to be Lagrangian, then RC is just L mod L perp, but it's just L mod L, which is just a point. So S3 is necessarily zero. A formal half density on a point, it's just a power series in our setting. So you get rho in S3 is necessarily zero. Rho is power series. And yeah, this is what we should see as rho times delta on L. Or we can take C to be the whole vector space. RC is then just V mod a point, which is the V. So this is just what you would normally call a half density on V. Now you could ask, how do I integrate two half densities together? Sorry, how do I integrate two generalized Lagrangians together? Instead of giving you the formula now, I will define this quantum odd symplectic category, and this will be a special case of composition in that category, just from point to V to point. Okay, there is one issue that it will be a partial category because just the integrals you get, they are formal integrals, and for them to exist, the quadratic part has to be non-degenerate on some subspace, and this is just not always satisfied. So the composition will not be always defined, but the failure is just because we are working over non-compact vector spaces, and you cannot always integrate anything. So this is, I think this is, it's a different kind of failure that you have in this Weinstein's category, which is about non-transversality. This is just what I want to say. It's the partial category where objects are minus one shifted spaces V omega, and morphisms. Are generalized Lagrangians in the product. Where this means, this bar means that we take minus of the symplectic form on the first component. Okay. And the non-trivial part is the definition of composition. So let's try to see. So we want to compose two such generalized Lagrangians. Okay. Okay, so on the level of the coisotropic relations, you just compose the coisotropic relations. Composition of two coisotropes is again coisotropic. Let me just ignore this. Composition of this quadratic parts is not very, it's not difficult, it's just composition of half densities is more interesting and it's similar in nature. So here we want to have some sigma, and where it should live, it should be a half density on the reduction of the composition, right? That's by definition, and it should be somehow made out of rho, which is a half density on RC, and rho prime, which is half density on RC prime. Okay, so this is I would say like a second technical idea in the paper. The following fact. There is a surjective let me call it XCC prime, which goes from the reduction of C times the reduction of C prime. It's a Lagrangian relation to the reduction of C prime composite C. And kind of exactly the thing we want to take BV fiber integral along. It's not difficult to define, it's the following object. C prime is okay. So we have V1, V2. Oops, sorry, no. Where V1, V2 is in C, V2, V3 is in C prime. Yeah. This is the projection onto reduction of C, this is the projection onto reduction of C prime, and this is the projection to reduction of the composition. Okay, and then this is a surjective Lagrangian relation. We can use the proposition about existence of BV fiber integrals to define sigma, this half density we want to construct as the integral over this reduction with the weight s3 plus s3 prime over h bar rho, let's say, tensor rho prime. And yeah, this is where the partial definability of composition comes into play. This only makes sense if this converges. I.e., if the isotrope, which is just the kernel of this relation, is non-degenerate on the kernel of XCC prime. Okay. So there is some kind of linear algebraic condition for this integral to be well defined. There is the following. We make the following observation, is that XCC is a Lax structure on the two functor, which goes from the one category of linear coisotopic relations to one object category of linear symplectic vector spaces and Lagrangian relations. Okay. Any vector space would be adjacent to the unique point, and any coisotopic relation would be sent to its reduction. Okay. So there seems to be some kind of higher categorical setup behind this. We don't know what it is. Let me finish with a few examples of objects in this category. So you can embed the category of the category of Lagrangian relations, Lin sim minus one, it embeds into on the level of objects, it sends a Lagrangian relation into a triple L 0, 1. So there is no integration when you compose such things. All the reductions are just points. This also tells you what the unit looks like.
Sorry, yeah. Mm-hmm. Way to form R C prime compose C like that space. Can I form that as a push?
As a
push on diagram. From R C cross R C prime.
I don't think so. So this would be in a category of Lagrangian relations or something. This category just doesn't have it has almost no limits or colimits.
I see. So it's not a universal thing.
Mm, Let me think. Because we have one statement about a universal property, but with respect to some very special causomorphisms. I don't think it applies to this.
Do you know what goes wrong?
Just okay. A basic example, like people heard here, or some people heard here, is that imagine you want to find an initial object in the category of Lagrangian relations. Like, just there are too many morphisms in some sense, because morphisms from anything into V, that will be very. Yeah, maybe I can say roughly what I can only sketch what is the pairing of C S free row C prime S free row prime. So now both of these are Lagrangian. They are generalized Lagrangians in a symplectic vector space V. Okay, so by definition, we will define this to be just the composition for a point into V point. And it's given, okay. What you there's a fact that which tells that if you take C intersection C prime and you project it to RC and to RC prime, this is Lagrangian in RC times RC prime. And this will be just given by the integral over this Lagrangian pi RC times pi RC prime of C intersect C prime of ES 3 plus S 3 prime row. Good, so this is a. Yeah, that's what I want to say. But here, what I just did, I just worked out what the composition is by the definition, and it gives such integral over Lagrangian subspace, which is just a usual BV integral, not a fiber integral. So it gives a number. The last example, which was our original motivation, was this example of BV fiber integral. So let's consider the following diagram. And here we choose a special half density, special generalized Lagrangian. This is on V. Half density on V. Let's write it E to S interacting over H bar. Okay. Let's choose some kind of reduction. For concreteness, let me take reduction onto the homology of V respect to Q. We don't have to do this. You can choose something bigger, this will be. And let's compose, okay? This is just here we choose. A Lagrangian relation between V and H, which gives a generalized Lagrangian relation of this form. Yes, so there's a proposition which says that such R for which the integral exists, so that where there is this non-degenerate signal condition satisfied, maybe such, maybe non-degenerate are in one-to-one correspondences with special deformation retracts V, H, the homotopy operator, which are symplectic. There is some compatibility also of the K with symplectic form. And I don't know if you know this notion of like abstract Hodge decompositions. That's a third thing, which is. It's just like people discovered these in kind of in the. They needed to use them in slightly different settings, so they gave different names for this. Okay. So this composition, since this is surjective, you get again the whole of H. The differential will just be the transfer differential on homology will be zero. Yeah, if you transfer on, you always have to transfer onto something bigger in this setting because of this non-degeneracy we will ensure that this thing will be bigger than homology. But this is the extremal case, and here the differential is zero. And this is what people compute as 3 plus s int over h bar. And people construct this using homological perturbation theory, and it's exactly the construction you would get out of this special deformation retract. Let me just say last thing is that there. Sorry. What I'm saying is that you can compute this integral in different ways. If you use the definition of the integral in terms of homological perturbation theory, you recover what people did using homological perturbation theory. But people also define the integral kind of by Feynman diagrams. And yeah.
It's the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's just because the integral you can describe in different ways. Let me just say that the kernel of the differential is coisotropic. The image is the coisotropic complement. So it seems that you have a canonical coisotrope, the reduction of which is H. But here we want that this S3, which is just omega, it should be non-degenerate on the coisotropic complement, whereas here it's very much degenerate. So this is a canonical coisotrope you have, but you cannot use it to transfer, and you need to make a choice. And this is this choice that people call homotopy or propagator. So that you need to make a choice to compute this effective action. Yeah. Okay, thank you very much. Oh yeah, that's thank you. What is true that the composition in this category is a BV morphism. So it's a generalization of this. So if you delta of a composition is delta on one plus delta on the second, and if you just apply it here, you get that delta on this plus delta on this is zero. Yeah there are some signs, of course. Mm-hmm. So you can do this in this category. Mm-hmm.
Would that be maybe some pre-pattern correspondences itself to the category? Some kind of a shift of kind. Oh, I mean,
Yeah, so I don't know what would, like, when you would try to compute these derived intersections, I don't know what would happen. Yeah, this category, it contains Lagrangian correspondences as a subcategory. In this form. And then I think, I guess that, you know, there are the people working on this shifted symbolic AKSZ, and they have some kind of version of this, on also a derived version. It's like Claudia Scheinbauer. I guess it's Scheinbauer, Haugzeng, and Galak. I don't know how this relates to the half densities. So I think the closest would be, there is this work by Owen William and Rune Haugzeng. But now I'm just guessing, but I think that there, you know, this generalization into this derived symplectic geometry is just orthogonal to the generalization into half densities. But I'm just guessing. Okay. This is my guess.
So maybe I'll say one thing. So I have a feeling, but I'm not like that confident, so take it as you will. I feel like this thing is like these generalized Lagrangian correspondences, maybe be better to name them quantized coisotropic correspondences. Because I feel like this thing is like really like the category you would get by taking like minus one shifted symplectic manifolds and coisotropic correspondences, and then applying deformation quantization. Like, because I think that like if you deformation quantize, I think that gives you these half densities, and then you're like telling me what's the functoriality under like a coisotropic. Decategorifying this would be like DQ modules and their functoriality under like coisotropics.
I see what you're saying, but I think that you should see half densities as quantizations of Lagrangian submanifolds, not of quasi-tropic submanifolds.
I understand that, but you take this like reduction. I understand that, but I still have some.
A better combination of what you say and what I said would be quantized Lagrangian correspondences. This, I think, would be more accurate than quantized quasi-tropic correspondences.
No. You don't. Because like your one coming from a point to B, like your exponentials of S, like your main example, those are not.
Yeah, but like there was just.
Under your definition, I don't agree with the vision.
No, but you know, like they are Lagrangian because, okay, so, it, you know, you have a, if you have a half density, you can pair it with a Lagrangian or with a half density.
Sure.
So in this sense, half density is just a distribution Lagrangian.
But coisotropics are also a generalization of Lagrangian.
Like, yeah, but you cannot pair coisotropic with a half density.
Sorry, so your thing doesn't have compositions for like a point mapping to like a something coming from a point mapping to V and then V mapping to a point.
No, it has, but I'm saying that
like it seems as though you do have like such a pairing, right? Like,
yeah, I do, but it's not just a coisotrope. It has this information of a half density on the on part of the coisotrope, which is in addition to being Lagrangian. Sorry?
You do point mapping to B, then you're like.
Oh, you mean like you have a special half density, special like where you would have V. Yes. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, yeah.
E to the S is your quantization, and then you do the same thing going the other way.
Yeah.
Like, is that the thing that you can compose?
Yeah. This would be like if we have rho prime, if you go through the definition, it will just give you the integral of rho prime over V.
Sure, and I'm just saying that, like,
so this composition would be just integral over L of rho prime.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that, but we can talk about it.
Yeah. Okay, I learned this from this paper by Shevera, where he like this was the idea that you have coisotropes. Sorry, he didn't talk about coisotropes, but he talked about distributional half densities.
Sure.
And you should see half densities on everything as special kind of as Lagrangians. Okay. Would it be happier if we instead of saying generalized Lagrangians, I would say distributional half densities?
Then I don't care at all.
Okay.
I don't have a name for it.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. We've spent some time figuring out the name.
I would feel better once I figured out what the zero-shifted version was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's what I wanted to talk about.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me also say that this zero-shifted thing will be very different because there you don't have a natural notion of integration over Lagrangians. And so that's why I also
but
say
I,
that...
I don't even think that that's the right category level.
Okay. Okay.
Like, I think that... Anyway, I think that, like, this thing with vector spaces associated to... being like maps from one point to V,
mm-hmm.
being a vector space. I was thinking of the zero shifted thing. I want it to be a category.
Okay, I see.
Like anyway, like basically that's what I'm trying to figure out.
I see. Okay.
I don't know. I'm not very confident. I just mm-hmm. like there's mm-hmm. like some tingly feeling, but I don't have anything more.
Yeah. Thanks. Mm-hmm.
Just about the relation between sort of these sort of aspirations and.
Okay, like my hope would be that there you should, for example, be able to get something like a generalized Lagrangian from AKSZ.
Which is good.
From like the AKSZ formalism.
Sorry, I don't know.
So this will be like B, maybe BFV spaces. Yeah, okay. No, more generally, I hope that. Like higher transimals is built this way. Or by the way, I hope that there is a way to do to extract from some quantum field theory an example of such generalized Lagrangian correspondence, like you know, similarly as these effective actions, you for example Kevin Costello computes in the book, that's an example. But I would like something where this is example, but I would like something where you don't have where you have a more generalized. Not just a Lagrangian subspace, where we would have something bigger and some row, and you would have like a correspondence between the field theories, which is given also by some additional functional factor over which you input into your into the let's say duality between theories or something like that. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.